good morning, everybody, and welcome to the American Activist. And we're here on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network. And this morning, we are going to have a couple of callers on the line with us today who are, well, not really callers, I suppose. They're guests on the line with us today whose story is such that you can take it two ways. We either have a country that we must begin defending now because our government is not doing it, or we should concede that we no longer have a country. And I think that the reason why we have to make a decision is because the government already has. And this is regarding the southern border of the United States of America with Mexico. Now, I became very aware of the American Border Patrol and, of course, the Minuteman Project as it was coming down a couple of years ago. And I've been aware, as much as a guy from North Idaho can be, of what's going on at the southern border. And then there was the Minuteman Project a couple of years ago that was hugely successful, and it was also really, it was a source of pride for me and a lot of other Americans who really, really appreciated, who were really proud of the people who assembled to make that statement about how citizens, at least if the government can control the border to prevent illegals and contraband from coming over. And that then kind of went into the back burner. I get these email postings and everything about what's going on at the southern border, but for some reason in my editor's mind, I am, of course, the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, it just wasn't rising to the level of storyhood here for the last year or so. And that's just in my mind. That's in dealing with all of the other things that are happening. And then just recently, I was forwarded a copy of a documentary called The Line in the Sand by Byron Jost, who will be joining us here shortly also. And then I realized this story needs to be told, and people need to understand what's going on every single day at the border with Mexico. This is a long-term plan, and the various folks in Mexican authority have been stating openly and publicly that they're going to retake Southwest United States by migratory tactics. And it appears when you're on the ground, the facts on the ground are that the U.S. government is doing everything in its power to facilitate that agenda. And if that is the case, then we no longer have a country, do we? But if we want a country, then we're going to have to begin enforcing the borders ourselves. And there's a couple of platoons of people in that area that have organized themselves in such a way as to do everything in their power to do that. And that's who we're going to be talking today. We'll have Cindy Kolb with us. We'll have Johnny Petrello with us. And we'll also have Byron Jost, the producer of the documentary, The Line in the Sand. And when we come back, those guys will be with us, and we're going to be on the front lines right down there in southern Arizona, and we'll just have some live feedback from these folks. It's quite a story. This is what these people are living with every single day. This is the manner in which they're attempting to, I guess, maintain the integrity of our borders, and America needs to be listening. So stay with us. We're going to have a very interesting program today. I'm Don Harkins. This is the American Activist. You're on the Republican Broadcast Network, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Welcome back, everybody. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're listening to The American Activist, and I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer. And if you want to check out what the Idaho Observer is doing, we're one of the last standing opposition newspapers in America. Go to idaho-observer.com. I encourage you to do that. It's an interesting archive, and you've got all the contact information available, too. If you want to give us a call and check us out, I would appreciate your doing so. Just like broadcast media that is oppositional to the mainstream news, we really need to be supporting alternative press in this country. So get up there and do her. And this morning we have with us a couple of guests that really the issue at hand this morning is rather serious and rather severe. It is the line in the sand because we have to either acknowledge that we no longer have a country to defend or that we do have a country and we are going to defend it. We've got a situation on the southern border. There's somewhere between 15 and 40 million illegal Mexicans, immigrants, aliens living in the United States right now. The fact that there's 15 million leeway in our estimations is an indication of how serious the problem is. About 3 million more are going to walk over this year, and it appears, well, no, it doesn't appear, it is true that these people are coming in at the pleasure of the U.S. government, and any pretenses that are being made to stem the flow are really political, because the facts on the ground are There is somewhere between 15 and 40 illegal immigrants or illegal aliens in this country at this time, and 3 million are coming over this year. And this morning we have on with us Cindy Kolb, who I've known telephonically for years now. She's a marvelous lady who has dedicated much of her life to doing what she can to stem the flow, and she's engaged in some rather creative and ingenious acts of civil disobedience, I might say. And also we have with us Byron Jost, who is the producer of a documentary that just came my direction a little while ago, and it rocketed this thing to the forefront of my mind of importance again, because he captured the essence of what is happening daily on the ground and how ordinary Americans have arranged themselves, have organized themselves to try to stem some of this flow. And both of you, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for coming up with me this morning. And Cindy, I think I'd like to go ahead and start with you. And this is going to be interesting. We'll be kind of directing traffic a little bit because both of you have different perspectives of the same story to tell. And I would like to, I guess, first go back a little bit in history to when you became, not aware, but came active in the problem and began participating in the organization of Americans trying to defend each other's property and their safety from the flood, the exodus of people coming out of Mexico. So when did that start, and what propelled you to become so involved?
I've been a member, I've been a resident of Cochise County for 25
years. Okay, I'm having a couple of technical difficulties, I believe. I'm not hearing my guest. So, Thomas, if you're there,
hello.
Can you bring my guest on board?
Hello?
Okay, well, I'm going to just go ahead and talk through this. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, apparently. I don't have my guests at my immediate disposal here. But one of the things that excuse me? Okay, I'm not hearing either one of them.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
But anyway, the line in the sand... much of the material that really got me going was... Excuse me? Was from a bunch of the taping and the, quote, testimony of a gentleman by the name of Glenn Spencer, who really has done his homework. He's a brilliant fellow. He's got his own... is that you, Cindy?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, there you are. I recognized you.
I thought if I coughed, you would hear me.
Yeah, there we go. We got you. Is Byron on with us, too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, right on. Okay, I got you both now. Yeah. Okay, well, we slid right through those technical difficulties with, I think, incredible grace. But Cindy, did you hear my question of you a few moments ago?
I did, and I was saying I've been a resident of Cochise County for about 25 years. And until around 1999, 2000, what was very noticeable driving down the roads here in Cochise County was garbage everywhere. Water jugs, plastic bags, piles of backpacks, clothing. Just driving down the roads, you could see these. And the winds would pick up the plastic bags and they would get tangled in the mesquite trees. So my husband and I decided, let's go over the fences and see what's going on. So we went over the fences at the piles of the backpacks and discovered what's called layup areas, the areas where the illegal aliens lay up and leave backpacks and deodorant and human feces, and it was just so disgusting. So we took our camera and we started documenting it, taking pictures of layup areas. And no matter where we went across the fences, there were layup areas and groups of people sleeping under the trees. So my art medium became my camera. Actually, I'm a painter, and I haven't painted for quite a while now.
You've been taking a lot of pictures, though.
We've taken close to 12,000 pictures.
Oh, my.
12,000, I believe, is what we have.
So how long was it when...
If it's not documented, Don, if it's not documented, it didn't happen.
Right, that's exactly correct. Well, how long was it before you and your husband's solo mission of taking photos and observing this stuff began branching out into other people organizing to begin doing something about the problem?
Well, we had written in a local newspaper about Glenn Spencer and that he was coming to Arizona to talk about illegal immigration, and Glenn came from California. And we got in touch with Glenn Spencer and said, what do you need? We know what's going on. We see what's going on here. What can we do to help you? And Glenn had called for what was called Hawkeyes, folks with cameras to go out and take pictures and document what was going on. So we would all get together in trucks and get up on the top of a hill or a mountain and get binoculars and video cameras and document people coming across the border. So that's when we started, and we met folks in our area who were also concerned in noticing the garbage and the trails. So we compared film and we compared trails, and we started GPSing the areas. We had people from Phoenix come down to volunteer, and Chris Simcox came into the area, and we read an article about him, and we called and said, what do you need? How can we help? So citizens getting together, Glenn Spencer organizing using American Patrol and AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and Chris Simcox bought Tombstone Tumbleweed, so we used the tumbleweed as a way to get the truth out to the people. The problem with the mainstream media is people are not hearing the facts of what's going on out here. There's not enough reporters in the world to cover this border. Every trail and every group that comes across, the census hit, and we have 2 illegal aliens entering the country, 10 illegal aliens, 64 illegal aliens, 99 illegal aliens, and this goes on and on and on, 24/7, 365.
Well, yeah, there was just last week or 2 weeks ago, I called Glenn Spencer and was discussing a couple of things with him on the phone, and he said, oh, my sensors are picking something up. Oh, my. We got 23 last night, and this looks like about 100. I said, well, geez, I guess I better get off the phone with you because you got work to do. And he says, ah, that's okay. They'll be here in about an hour. I'll get off the phone with you and call the Border Patrol. We'll pick them up. They'll take them back, and they'll be back tomorrow.
That's right.
And I mean, how matter-of-fact. I mean, that's it's really something else to think that it's this incredible catch-and-release policy that just is ongoing.
It's the fact of our border, and you know what? There is no Homeland Security. Anyone who feels secure because we have something called, quote-unquote, Homeland Security, get over it. We don't have it.
We don't got it. Okay, everybody, we're coming up on our station break here, and thanks, Cindy, for giving that sketch to us. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Byron Jost. He is the man who came and did these guys' story and gave it to all of us in a really very thought-provoking and humble way. That's the only way I can describe it, because it's ordinary folks who are living in the midst of a problem. And we can have all sorts of opinions on whether these poor Mexican people ought to be embraced and allowed to come into the country or not. And people can be viewed as intolerant. But you know what? It doesn't work the other way. If people should be able to come back and forth across the border, it should work two ways. It works only one way. Reconquista will be back in just a few moments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Okay, everybody, and welcome back once again. And the topic of discussion this morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the American Activist is, do we have a country to defend or don't we? That seems to be a rather a broad and bold sort of statement to make, but that is the issue at hand here. And Byron, are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, very good. I want to congratulate you because your documentary on this subject is what really, really re-energized me on this all-important subject. And I apologize, actually, for almost abandoning you guys down there. But we're up here by the Canadian border, and it's really strict. It's actually kind of easier to get into Canada now, as long as you have your passport. But coming back into this country, it's really, I've lived here my whole life, and coming back into the United States, I'm treated as if I'm an alien. And so it's really interesting that there would be such a porous border on the south, and it's really strict and rigid up here. So I kind of have a tendency to forget what's going on down there just because I go to Canada periodically, and I see plenty of border security. But obviously it's not working on the southern end, because a lot of the people that are getting over there are coming up to northern Idaho, if you can believe that. But Byron, when did you get involved with this story, and what compelled you to produce The Line in the Sand, which is done through your company, October Sun Films. When did you get the idea? How were you encouraged to do it? And what possessed you to take the angle that you did with this documentary?
Well, I guess I got the idea probably back around 2003 or so. I live in Utah now, but for 7 years before that, I was living in Los Angeles, California. And for folks who haven't been to L.A., it's just the whole city has just been decimated because of illegal immigration. I mean, it really is a third world city. And so I got out of there, and, you know, for a couple of years prior to that, I'd been aware of what people like Roger Barnett were doing. I'd read about Glenn Spencer and Chris Simcox at the Tombstone Tumbleweed, and of course, Ranch Rescue as well, which was the group that kind of got me interested initially. And but what I didn't know at the time was that all these people were in the same area, that they were all in Cochise County. And so I went down there early, started filming the thing in March 2004, and went down there and initially met up with the folks at Ranch Rescue and was staying at their, or Casey Nethercott's, ranch, which has since been taken away by the SPLC and given to two illegal immigrants on a bogus charge. But so I don't know. I got down there and those guys kind of introduced me to a lot of the other activists in the area. Then I kind of got to know a lot more people and interviewed them all and put it together.
Now, it's really something. Your film gives the flavor of the daily grind, the daily activities of people along the border that are trying to help protect the country. And your interview with Chris Simcox stands out in my mind because you're driving down the road with him. It's pretty informal looking. And we're seeing these culverts that the U.S. government put in so that illegals could more easily escape into the country by going underneath the main thoroughfares without, I guess, running the risk of getting hit by a car or something.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just shocking. I mean, it's one thing to realize that the government is incredibly incompetent. We can go ahead and ascribe incompetence to a lot of areas of our domestic life these days, but to think that it's actually being facilitated, that this is an agenda, that this is a plan that the government has, is quite another story, and that's very loudly and clearly demonstrated in your documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it is that it just really rocketed to the forefront of my mind is simply because we've got a government that is giving cavity searches to little old ladies that want to hop on an airplane and visit their grandchildren in a different city. And these people, of course, have lived here their whole lives, and they're not obviously not terrorists. And then we've got the U.S. government and all of its incredible access to assets and access to resources that are just allowing this exodus to occur. And when we come back, we're getting to the bottom of the hour here, and when we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into the setup. This didn't just pop up and out of a vacuum and happen suddenly. This goes back 40 years. We know that there's been a plan now for the U.S. Southwest to be retaken by Mexico through migratory tactics. And when we come back, we'll get a little bit more into that. So you're on the Republican Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back again to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the discussion that we're having this morning is really foundational. Do we have a country to defend or don't we? Now, I think most of our listeners are aware that just a couple weeks ago, a couple of Border Patrol agents who were actually doing their job, they collared a guy that drove 743 pounds of weed into the country and then escaped. He got shot, apparently, by one of the Border Patrol agents involved. And those two guys who foiled that attempt at bringing contraband into the country have both now gone to prison. One of them received 11 years, one of them received 12 years. And recently, there's evidence indicating that forensic evidence indicating that the bullet that the drug dealer took into his groin area was not actually fired from the Border Patrol agent's gun. And so we've got two Border Patrol agents who foiled a drug smuggling attempt, and they are now doing time in prison for their trouble. And that is just an indication of the betrayal that is happening as a matter of policy from Washington, D.C., from the Bush administration. But this totally predates the Bush administration, evidence that the plan for Mexico to retake the American Southwest through migratory tactics, it goes back about 40 years, but particularly the last decade or so. And Cindy, can you give us a little bit of a sketch? That was something that Byron caught with Glenn Spencer that was so fascinating, was the history of how there have been several public statements made about how this is going to happen, and what we're seeing now is the evidence. I mean, it's right here. You can't miss it. So can you kind of recount a little bit of what Glenn Spencer covered in The Line in the Sand?
Hi, Don. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Your gentleman answered the phone. Can you repeat the question? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sure. Okay. What we have here is going back 40 years. We know that there's evidence going back 40 years that the plan for Mexico to be allowed to take back the American Southwest through migratory tactics has been ongoing, but particularly in the last decade or so. And one of the things that really compelled me to get on board with this thing right now was some of the comments that Glenn Spencer made on Byron's documentary that just discusses how various leaders in the Latino community were openly stating their objectives here. And so I wanted to know if you could give us a quick recounting of some of those details.
Yes, it's called the Reconquista.
Uh-huh.
They're coming to take back the Southwest, but apparently, Don, they're coming to take the United States. As folks in every state in the union get to see now, the day laborers all over the street corners and town hall meetings, them being the illegal aliens is what they are legally, being called poor migrants, and our President Bush calling them the people that are coming to do jobs Americans won't do. It's all a lie. The agenda here is for open borders. And that's clearly stated. It's one thing that the mainstream media does appear to state clearly. So, yes, it is. It's the takeover of the United States, and it's open borders, not just with the U.S. and Mexico, but the U.S. and Canada also, as we can see from the SPP.
Well, why is it open borders, though? It doesn't appear to be that open. It seems to be a one-way border at this time.
Yeah, in to the United States.
Right. So if the agenda is open borders, then why, in your mind, why is it that we don't have as easy and free access to moving on into Mexico as Mexican citizens have moving into the United States?
Well, personally, for myself, I don't want to move into Mexico unless
well,
they can get their government together. Well, it's for the cheap labor. It's for big business. It's for big corporations. It's for Mr. and Mrs. Smith who want a nanny for their children and a lawn man. Mr. Smith doesn't want to cut his lawn anymore. He'll pay an illegal alien to do it.
It's also about consolidating North America, Mexico, the United States, and Canada into the North American Union, you know, kind of one big, giant political economic district. That's been in the works for quite some time.
Well, sure, yeah, and that's definitely been hot in the news, at least the alternative news. Generally, Mr. and Mrs. America don't seem to realize what's going on, but the NAFTA superhighway, there's actually a couple of them planned, one that comes up the Midwest and one that comes up through Idaho, and our own governor heavily participated in that by allocating a bunch of state of Idaho funds to put together it's part of the superhighway system, which if you've ever tried to travel north to south in Idaho, it's pretty much of a goat trail. And yeah. But they're turning it into a super freeway right now. And so that agenda for sure is extant. I'm really curious why there would be so much emphasis of people moving from Mexico into America from the southern border, but it's not reciprocal. In other words, if I walked into Mexico, I couldn't just set up shop there and go to work. There's processes, there's laws, there's There's immigration and naturalization processes, if you could make it happen. And then,
well, yeah, that's right. And a non-Mexican cannot own property in Mexico.
Right. So how is all of this working out? The equity here isn't really extant. And then, like I said, my experiences on the Canadian border completely defy logic if we're establishing it based on what's going on the southern border. And even up here in Sandpoint, Idaho, the Home Depot, the big, huge hardware warehouse, much of the signage is also in Spanish. This is Sandpoint, Idaho, for crying out loud. So it does make one wonder why it is that if we're going to be making this big, huge North American union, why aren't the borders more porous on both sides, the North and the South, and why aren't the relationships between the governments, particularly with Mexico, reciprocal? That, I think, that's an issue that ought to be addressed, because then the people who are maybe condemning us for being intolerant can see that this is a political game. It has nothing to do with law. It has nothing to do with helping people. There's politics going on here, and the social dynamics that are to be created from this exodus is what the intention is.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, you care to address that?
Well, I know what you're saying, and you're seeing Spanish there in Idaho, oh my goodness, all over the United States. Everything's being posted in Spanish, and if you look into employment, bilingual. People need to be bilingual in English and in Spanish for jobs. It's all right. It seems to me right now for La Raza, and La Raza translated into English for anyone who doesn't know is the race, which is very racist. And La Raza happens to be a Spanish word. It seems to me that it's all for the cheap slave trade. It's for big business to profit. And Mr. and Mrs. America is playing a part in this, even if they don't realize it. Anyone who hires an illegal alien, picks up an illegal alien at those day labor centers, is part and party to all of this.
Sure. Well, and Byron, too, you had several different people that you interviewed or their footage you took in the documentary. One of them was Tom Tancredo. And he kind of really put it into perspective why this is a problem, why ordinary Americans are being squeezed here, when he explained why it is that both Republicans and Democrats are into this exodus. And can you explain what Tom Tancredo had to say?
Well, sure. both parties are absolutely for open immigration, legal and illegal. The Democrats view it as a bigger source of voters, which is good for them, and Republicans kind of view it as having a lot of cheap labor. So, you know, the two parties are working hand in glove, and they're happy with the status quo.
Yeah, isn't that something?
For different reasons.
Yeah, for allegedly different reasons. It's a dialectic that they're playing against the middle, as always, but. But isn't that interesting? We have a Congress that has Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats want them because they're going to go ahead and entice these people into voting for Democrats because of the entitlement programs, and the Republicans want them for the cheap labor. And right now, even in Congress, it's as if this America spoke nonsense with the Democrats getting a majority in both the House and the Senate this year was a deception, because we know that Republican George Bush has been for this amnesty program since almost the second day he took office, and
that's
he was
right.
Not able to legitimize getting amnesty or whatever immigration reform together under Republican domination. So they go ahead and throw the Democrats in there, allow them to accomplish it because they can legitimize it because they're obviously interested in, I guess, the reconquista of the Southwest United States. But what, Cindy, What happens every single day? What happened today or yesterday that you had to deal with because of the problems associated with the illegal exodus?
Well, what we have to deal with is before we leave home, we turn on our scanner and kind of get what you would get for a weather report, we get for a border report. And what we listen for to see if Border Patrol is doing any high-speed chases on Highway 92, if there's drug runners running from Border Patrol or load vehicles with illegal aliens. And we don't leave home if there's a high-speed chase going on. Or if there's groups of load vehicles picking up in the area, because then it's not safe on the road. What we do at night is call Border Patrol 1 to 3 times because the dogs bark throughout the neighborhood, and you can pretty much track where the illegal aliens are coming from and going to by the dogs barking through the neighborhood. So we call Border Patrol. It doesn't matter if it's 1 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I can turn on my scanner or call into Border Patrol and ask how many they caught. And it's anywhere from 1 to 150. Or they didn't catch them. They got 20 and 130 got away. So, and then, of course, the gotaways get into load vehicles and make our roads very dangerous. So that's about what we live with here.
No, and it's ongoing. It's every single day. Some people take out the garbage. Some people catch illegals.
I heard of one man that went to take out the garbage, and when he opened the garbage lid, there was an illegal alien hiding in the garbage can.
Boy, I had no idea I stepped into that one.
You stepped into it because that was an incredible story. They're everywhere and they're anywhere. They're at our gate in the middle of the night, and if you go out with a light and you ask them, you know, what do you need, they say, take me to Los Angeles. And they really think that we should take them to Los Angeles.
I remember about a year or so ago, it kind of hit the alternative airwaves, and we even printed a page of it, or I think it was the cover in the Idaho Observer. There is a book published by, I guess it would be the corollary, would be the State Department in Mexico, that is a cartoon that tells the potential escapees, the potential exodusees, the potential illegal aliens, how to get across the border, how to behave once they get here, and how to then go about making themselves qualify for entitlement benefits, such as welfare from the U.S. government.
Sure, they're here to empty the U.S. bank account, your grandparents and your parents and you, money into the United States, our hospitals, our school, our welfare system. And the Mexican government has published instructions for their citizens on how to destroy America.
And that's, do you think that those people, as they're coming across the border, there are, of course, some that are coming in subversively. Maybe all of it's subversive, but most of these people are, I'm assuming, are coming in because they're told there's a better life up here or whatever. Do you think that they are, in the back of their mind, they're doing something more nationalistic than trying to make a better life for themselves and their families? Do you think that there isn't a common intelligence running through all these people, that they're part of a conquering army?
I think there is.
Yes, and they'll do anything to get in. They carry drugs on their back to get in. So now I hear the smuggling fee is $3,000. So if an illegal alien will carry 60 or 80 pounds of drugs on their back, then their fee is only $1,500. The other 15, they worked off by carrying the drugs into the country.
Oh, gee.
So if they'll carry drugs, they'll carry anything. And you know, not everyone is from Mexico coming into the United States. We have 5 billion other poor people in the world beside Mexico. So are we going to allow them all in? And, you know, we just have to look clear agenda here. Yes.
Well, that's another comment that was made.
The poor.
Right, and that's another comment that was made in the documentary A Line in the Sand, which, by the way, is available at OctoberSunFilms.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And I advise everybody to get a hold of it. It's also available through the Idaho Observer, but if you want to go to OctoberSunFilms.com, it's available there. I really advise it. It's really eye-opening. And when we come back, I'll just go ahead and open up with another sort of little bombshell that was dropped in the DVD that really got my attention. So, everybody, you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist. I'm your host, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and we're going to be back in a few moments with more on what really is a huge story that everybody needs to pay attention to. The issue here is, do we have a country to defend or not? We'll be back in just a few moments.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Get to the top of the hour, and when we at the bottom. bottom of the next hour, we're going to go ahead and open the line for calls. I'm sure there's quite a few people out there that have an opinion on this subject. The number to call in here is 1-800-313-9443. And come on, and it's a really emotional subject. And so please be thinking about what you're going to say if you're going to call, and keep it germane to our discussion here this morning. We can go off on a lot of different tangents. It is an extremely emotional subject, but let's kind of keep it on topic if we can. I'd appreciate it very much. And one of the other things that really got my attention in this DVD, this documentary called The Line in the Sand by October Sun Films, and its producer, Byron Jost, is here on the line with us today, is this other component that you don't really think about necessarily. We think about the Mexican invasion. Okay, fine. Well, this is the soft white underbelly of this country right now, and everybody in the world that may have a desire to come to this country is quite aware that there's this 2,000-mile-long border that is as porous as a sieve, and so rather than try to smuggle in through Canada or try to fly in illegally with fake ID or come in as a stowaway on a cargo ship, they just come in through Mexico. And so people of nationalities from all over the world are coming in, and the U.S. policy regarding that component of this exodus is really curious, and it's really telling, I think. And Byron, can you explain how that works?
Classification called OTM that Border Patrol has. It stands for Other Than Mexican. And basically, if somebody comes in and they're other than Mexican and Border Patrol has them detained, they can't just, you know, dump them back into Mexico, because Mexico doesn't really take too kindly with having illegal aliens dumped on on their territory.
Ironic.
So basically, what happens? They say, "Well, you know, where are you going?" You know, the guy says, "You know, Chicago," and they say, "Okay, well, here's a bus ticket to Chicago." I mean, it's free entry for anybody who's other than Mexican, and they get a free ticket to their destination anywhere in the U.S.
And so that's not, so that's other than Mexican. That's people from the Middle East or Europe or Eastern Europe or Asia. They come in over the border, and are they given, to your knowledge, are they given any kind of a background check or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge. No.
Okay, so in other words, we have this situation in America that we described earlier, where a grandmother gets a cavity search to get on an airplane. An American who's lived here her whole life, has never really done anything wrong, gets on an airplane to go see her grandkids. She gets a cavity search or gets jacked up at the airport in a variety of rather disrespectful ways, I think. And yet we have illegals coming into the country, and they just come in, and they're given a bus ticket to wherever they want to go. Folks, do we have a country to defend, or don't we? That is the topic this morning. We're at the top of the hour break. Everybody, the second hour is coming. We've got a lot more to reveal. So stick with us, listen to the messages, support the advertisers, and we'll be back on the American Activist in a few moments.